Let's go to Paris now, where an exhibit on the life and art of Claude Monet includes nearly 200 of the artist's works from museums around the world. The famed Impressionist is widely appreciated everywhere, it seems, but France. The exhibit's curators say Monet has often been overlooked in his native country. Eleanor Beardsley sends this report.
The Monet exhibit at the Grand Palais has been open for 3 weeks, and the crowds have never let up. A double line snakes through a garden outside the museum where patient art lovers such as Philadelphians Gary and Tracy Bartlett say they're ready to wait for hours.
We love Monet. We love art. That's why we like Paris.
We're in Paris, and it's the biggest show in 30 years, so we're here.
The show has extended its opening hours until 10 at night to accommodate the throngs of visitors, most of them French, but many American. Richard Thompson, professor of fine arts at the University of Edinburgh and one of the exhibit curators, says there is a long-standing tradition of Americans responding to Impressionist painting.
That's very much borne out in American museums. The major East Coast American museums like New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, and indeed Chicago have got really deep collections of Monet based on the purchases of the late 19th and early 20th centuries.
The Paris exhibition highlights Monet's evolution from a gifted landscape painter to the artist whose feathery brush strokes captured the light and color of a fleeting moment and launched the Impressionist movement. The collection showcases the subjects that obsessed Monet throughout his long life: the rocky coastline of Normandy, the steel and steam of Paris train stations, the poplar-lined banks of the River Seine. But Monet wasn't always popular in his hometown. In the 1870s, he was scorned by the Paris art world, where his work was compared to wallpaper. Guy Cogeval, the exhibit's head curator, says even in the 20th century, Monet has been met with what he calls a Gallic snobbishness.
Monet was a bit considered, old-fashioned, and everything had been said, and it was made for tourists, I would say. That was the main idea of the French. Monet was for Japanese, was for American, but not for the French.
Perhaps the French ennui over Monet is understandable. His most popular works are so well known they're almost invisible. In a sense, his paintings are a ubiquitous kind of wallpaper decorating calendars, dentist offices, and dorm rooms the world over. But Monet's paintings can still thrill and surprise, says curator Richard Thompson.
The thing that's really outstanding about Monet's work is that not only did he paint for 60 years, he painted with an incredibly high level of quality and, above all, a willingness to challenge himself and therefore produce work of real variety and invention throughout those six decades.
Monet produced nearly 2,000 paintings during his life. He painted into his 80s even after cataracts clouded his vision. Monet's genius is evident throughout the Grand Palais exhibit, which, judging by the French-speaking crowds, has now clearly seduced the natives. Frenchman Marc Quatrechoki insists France never fell out of love with Monet.
Back in the day, perhaps people didn't understand Monet and Impressionism, but it's clearly part of our cultural heritage. The Impressionists are to France what the Renaissance is to Italy.
The Monet exhibit has exceeded the curator's hopes of reconciling the French with a national treasure. The show is expected to draw more than 500,000 people. The French press has called it ravishing and a once-in-a-lifetime exhibit. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.